Amen. Reading in the 64th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Amen. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Isaiah is asking for a bodily manifestation of God. Amen. The only problem with a bodily manifestation of God is that, nothing can stand before it unless God helps them. Amen. Every time that God manifested Himself in such a manner, amen, mountains trembled and the earth quaked and volcanoes erupted and thunder roared and clouds broke forth and hail and rain and snow and great judgments came. Amen. Because most things can't stand in the presence of God the Father. That's why, incidentally, we need a Trinity, since nobody can approach unto God, nobody can stand before Him. Amen. We need someone that's near enough like us that will condescend and reveal God and manifest God to us. Therefore, we need the Son in redemption. Hallelujah. And since the Son of God has gone back to heaven and been glorified with the glory that He had with Him before the world was, amen, and Paul couldn't stand before His presence, his eyes were seared over in scabs and he lost his sight for 3 days and only got it back then by a miracle of God, amen, because unregenerate men can't stand before the glory Christ. Therefore, we need the Holy Ghost to come down and manifest the Trinity. Amen. We can't look at God. We can't stand to look on Christ. Amen. We're not equipped for it, if you please. We don't have asbestos suit. We've not been transformed, if you please. I mean, a space suit is not enough to stand before Him whose eyes are like a flame of fire. Therefore, we need the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, to manifest Himself in our midst. Amen. That's why the Bible said, eye is not seen, neither is ear heard, neither it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for those that love Him. But He's revealed it to us by His Spirit. Amen. Thou didst terrible things which we look not for. Thou camest down, and the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, here's Isaiah's version, the first version of that promise. Well, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither have I seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for them, him that waiteth for Him. Now, since when God comes down and the mountains flow down at His presence, and the elements melt and flow down and everything flees away from His presence, and the islands are moved out of their places and the mountains are moved out of their places. Amen. How are we going to see? Amen. He has revealed it to us by His Spirit. By that Holy Ghost that has swept through this service like waves meeting the need of those that came to seek Him. Glory to God. By that Spirit we have felt this morning, God has chosen to manifest Himself to us today. Thou meetest Him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember Thee in Thy ways, Behold thou wrath, for we have sinned in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we're all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness are as filthy rag. We all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like wind have taken us away. There's none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. They almost had him, but he got away. He really wanted to manifest himself to them, but instead, all they got was looking and no one there. He hid himself from them. Oh, he was close at hand. He's omnipresent by his Holy Spirit. But we need, as Don Rich said, a manifestation. A bodily manifestation of his omnipresence. It's not good enough to know that he's everywhere. We need him here and now. Hallelujah. Don't let the big one get away. Amen. Glory to God. How many times have you been fishing and hung into a big one and he cut your line and got away? Anybody ever do that? Amen. I'd tied on a green speckled deep running bait that did a lot of wiggling. Amen. And throwed it in the lake. I'd fished all around that lake and I was going across the dam just out of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Amen. And I tied on this deep running lure. Amen. It had a lot of action to it and looked a whole lot colored up, a whole lot like a green frog, speckled. Amen. And man, something hit it. And it just kept a-going. I mean, out across that lake, took up all my line. Amen. The drag didn't stop him. The pole didn't stop him. Amen. Down my pole went, and he just kept a-going. Crack! The line went. Well, I would have fished for him some more, but I lost my good lure. I lost the one that was biting. They was biting. Amen. And the big one got away. Amen. I lost my bait, or I'd have tried him again. But I'll tell you one better than that. Amen. I had fished all that long, bought my license, and started just a little before midnight. I bought them for the whole next day. But I fudged just a little bit and started just a little bit before midnight, snagging below the dam there at Oscoda, Michigan, during the salmon run. I'd been fortunate and I hung into, amen, enough of them big ones, Mike, that I had seven on the stringer. Amen. I asked somebody down there after I'd caught about seven and strung them up. I said, several guys fishing had lanterns in. I said, is there a limit on these things? And the fellow said, I don't know. He got his flashlight out, got his book out, and he said, yeah, five. I already had seven. Amen. So I drug my seven down the bank, and I was already, amen, kind of tired and, amen, I was ready for rest and already caught more than the limit. So I, amen, I looped my rope that I had all seven of those big 3-footers on. I mean, I had drug out that night seven of those 15-pounders. Amen. I mean, 3 foot. They struck you right up here when you let their tail drag the ground. Amen. And Brother Croucher, amen, I just took that rope and had a knot tied in it, a loop, and just draped it over a stump. Because the fish were way down here in the water, and the stump was way up here. And so I just draped it over the stump, didn't bother to tie it or anything. Amen. I knew that sometime in the morning, they would sound a siren loud and long to warn that they were letting the water out of the dam, and the level of the river was going to rise about 3 or 4 feet. I knew that. But I temporarily forgot it. Amen. And I went up and stretched out in the truck and went to sleep. Amen. Brother Mark, I missed the siren because I was tired. Amen. They sounded the siren to warn all the fishermen down below. Amen. That it was time to back up. The water was coming through. The spillways are going to be opened up. And they're going to let the water level down in the lake. And the river was going to rise. That always started a big surge of activity in the Salmon Run. Boy, they begin to get active about that time, Brother Bill. But I missed it. Amen. Mine are safe down here in the water. Amen. Until the water rises above that stump. I'd missed the siren. I'd missed the warning signal. Amen. And my 7 big ones are down here on a rope, draped over the stump, and now the water has risen above the stump. When I woke up, I run down the river, and there wasn't any stump there. The stump was gone. I run down to where the stump was supposed to be, and the rope was gone. I asked fishermen if they noticed the rope of 7 salmon hanging on it anywhere. No, nobody had seen anything. Amen. My fish, rope and all, had floated up above the stump since I didn't have it tied. Just had it draped over it. The gravity was all right till the river rose. Amen. And they got away. You know why? They got away. All my fish that I labored hard to catch drove all the way to Michigan, 8 or 9 hours driving, and fished hard all night long and paid the price for the license and the gear to do it. Amen. I had lost my fish because when they blowed the whistle, I was so sound asleep. Sister Collins might have another answer to the dilemma. I drowned out the whistle with my snoring, I guess. Amen. But anyway, I didn't hear it. I didn't wake up. I couldn't stir up myself to save my fish. Amen. I want you to know, amen, that God is available. I want you to know, as it were, the river is full. Amen. And God is on the run. Come on. Amen. I want you to know it's in season. Amen. I want you to know this is a golden hour of opportunity. This is the last days that Joel spoke about when he said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Yet I hear this lament. We need revival. Where is revival? People have lost interest. Oh God, we need revival in the church. Amen. Some of us are like me with my stringer full of salmon. More than I could drag up the bank card. Did you ever try to drag 7 15-pounders up the bank? Amen. It's a pretty good job. I'm a pretty tough old boy. Amen. I've drug all my deers out just about by myself. Amen. I got me a little harness I bought down here at the store in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. It's all faded out now, but I get harnessed up and I drag about 10 feet and stop and drag them all out by myself most of the time. Because most of the time, I'm hunting by myself. Amen. At least in my part of the woods. Amen. Oh boy. Amen. Where is revival? We need a move of God. Well, I'm glad to tell you that God's available. Now, what's wrong? Amen. Either we went to sleep when we had him and lost him. Amen. Or we were like Joey Height was the one that got me started, him and Don Mullins going to the Salmon Run. They'd had good success the night before, and so Joey got on the telephone and called me and told me about the Salmon Run, about the first, second week in October. Amen. Depending on when you want to go. And so I drove up to Flint, Michigan, and picked those two guys up, and they took me to Oscoda, Michigan. Amen. And broke me in the first night. I was so excited about getting to go to the Salmon Run and snag salmon. That's when you hook on a lot of hooks with a pretty good weight to, amen, and just throw out and blind drag and reel and jerk and reel and jerk. And you do that so many times until you wear a blister on your stomach from that big long rod. Amen. Gouging in your stomach. So they tape a sponge ball to the end of that rod. So it'll be a little easier on you. And you throw out and you reel and jerk with a 60 or 80 pound test line. And you reel and you jerk and jerk and jerk. And all night long we'd fished. So about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, Joey and Don decided that they was hungry and they was going to go get some coffee and donuts and stuff. And so they left. Well, I'd never been there before and hadn't caught anything all night long. It's already daylight. Amen. So I decided I'd just go on fishing. So I let them go ahead and told them to bring me something. I just went on fishing. While they was gone, I hung into one. I caught my first salmon. Amen. And boy, it was in my blood ever thereafter. They came back and they looked down from the high bank where they were standing and said, well, he caught one. Amen. Oh boy. And many a time we've gone up to the Salmon Run out, weighed out in that water. Amen. With my waders on and my insulated vest and, amen, my hat on and everything ready for all night fishing, and it turned cold and the fog was raising off of that water and it frosted. Amen. I fished all night up near Ledington, Michigan. This on the west side this time. Amen. And my next morning when the sun come up, I was white as snow all over. Amen. The frost had covered me all over. You could hit me, amen, about anywhere, and I would have snowflakes fall off of me. Amen. But I just kept fishing. I was cold on the outside of that rig, but I worked hard enough that I was sweating on the inside. Amen. Because I was working hard. Amen. I didn't want my trip to be in vain. And I just had a little time to fish. And so I stirred up myself. Amen. And I didn't let the big one get away very many times. Praise God. We're going to have to stir up ourselves. Oh, we've had plenty of people, amen, that told us how great God was and how He rends the heavens and how when He comes down, what great things God does. We've heard plenty of times preachers preach, eye hath not seen, neither hath ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that wait for Him. But in spite of the fact that we've preached it so many times, and Richard even mentioned it in the first part of the Sunday school lecture this morning, we don't like to wait on God or before God very long. Amen. We don't like to wait. Praise God. Amen. Listen to what he said. Hallelujah. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, Neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him. Blessing be uncompared. Praise God. Fifth verse. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteous. Why did they let the big one get away? Because nobody waiteth. Nobody rejoiceth while they waiteth. Nobody works righteousness consistently. Amen. Verse 7. There's none that calleth upon thy name. Nobody calleth upon his name. You know the reason we lack God, if in any measure we lack God? Because we haven't waited. Because we haven't rejoiced. Because we haven't, amen, worketh righteousness. We haven't calleth upon his name. That calleth is the continued sense. Amen. That means keeps on calling. We didn't keep on calling. You know, I caught a fish. Probably, I think the only one we caught that day, just about it, amen, was the one I caught that morning when Joy and Don went to get coffee and donuts. Amen. You know why? Because I waited. I stirred up myself. I kept throwing out and dragging through and fishing. Blind dragging and fishing. Amen. Praise God. None that stirreth up himself to take hold on God. Got a couple of Strong's definitions here. Amen. Waiteth. To wait or to await. Amen. To wait for. To wait. To tarry. To wait in ambush. To wait long for. Amen. Woo! Did you know Jesus said, the violent take it by force? That is waiting in ambush, folks. Hallelujah. Jacob decided that he needed help from God. If he's going to face Esau, and he's going to face the problems of tomorrow, everything else had failed. Amen. So he runs everybody off, and he crosses the brook. Amen. And sends his women servants, his two wives, and all of them pass over Jabbok. Amen. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. I mean, Jacob was crippled for a lifetime after that wrestling match with God that night. Jacob, what are you limping about? Because I touched by God. I thought God always healed people. He touched, sometimes he crippled them. Amen. So they can't run away from him anymore. Sometimes he cripples them. Amen. So they can't be so, amen, feisty. Amen. Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled him, a man, until the breaking of the day. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob stirred up himself. He's already crippled. He's already dragging one leg. But the wrestling match goes on. He's scarred and scraped. Amen. But the wrestling match goes on. Amen. When a lot of folks are to give up. Said, oh God, if that's the way you're going to treat me, if that's the way you treat folks, I ain't going to fool with you no more. Away with you. Amen. But Jacob said, I will not let thee go. God said, let me go. Jacob said, I will not let thee go. He had the big one. He had the big one in his grasp. And he wasn't going to let the big one get away. A blessing that would change destinies. A blessing that would change Jacob's future. A blessing that would affect the nations. Amen. And posterity. Amen. And the prodigy from their own. Great God forever. Amen. A blessing was in his grasp. And Jacob was wise enough. It's now or never. It's do or die. I will not let thee go until you bless me. Whew. Did it work? He said, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. He said, if Jacob had that scissor grip on him and wouldn't let him go, amen, had that wrestle hold, amen, wouldn't let him go, had both legs locked around him and his feet crossed. Amen. His bones is aching. That hip's out of joint. And it's hurting. Amen. But he's holding on for dear life. Amen. Let me go, he said. Then he said, what's thy name? He said, Jacob. And when he said Jacob and admitted that he was just a little bit crooked, when he said Jacob and admitted, amen, that he was just a little bit of a liar, amen. When he said Jacob and admitted, amen, that he was living up to his name and he needed help, praise God. He said, okay, amen. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob. They're not going to call you crooked no more. They're not going to call you Shasta no more. They're not going to call you a character no more. Amen. Thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He didn't let the big one get away. He came out limping, but he had a new name. Israel. Prince of God. Prince of God. Prince of God. Prince of God. For thou hast power with God and with men. Because he stirred up himself. He laid hold on God. Amen. Strong says that's translated from Cossack. Laid hold. Strong. Repair. Hold. Strengthen. Strengthen. Harden. Prevail. Encourage. Take courage. Caught. Stronger. Hold. Miscellaneous. It means to strengthen, prevail, harden, be strong, become strong, be courageous, be firm, and grow firm, be resolute, be sure. And if we can be all of that, we can lay hold on God. And if we can't lay hold on God in 1996 in December, God is a respecter of persons. And more times than three, amen, he says he is not a respecter of persons. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Therefore, if God is no respecter of persons, amen, and he's looking for a man to stop himself and take hold. Strengthen, prevail, harden, be strong, become strong, be courageous, be firm, grow firm, be resolute, be sore. In other words, be a man. Amen. Be strong, grow strong, prevail, prevail upon, be firm, be caught fast, be secure, to press, to be urgent, to grow stout, to grow rigid, to grow hard, to be severe, be grievous, to strengthen, to make strong, to restore to strength, to give strength, to strengthen. Hey, if we don't be strong ourselves, how are we going to strengthen anybody else? If we don't have a made up mind ourselves, How are we going to strengthen the resolution of anybody else? Amen. To make strong, strengthen, to make firm, to display strength, to make severe, to support, to repair, to prevail above, to have or take or keep hold of, retain, hold up, sustain, support, to hold, to contain, to strengthen oneself, to put forth strength, to use one's strength to withstand, to hold strongly with. Amen. No more. Now they lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord to soul to keep. If I should die far away, I pray the Lord. You got to stir up yourself better than that. You'll say, now get me up to work. I pray the Lord. I shall not shirk. If I should die before the night, I pray the Lord. My work is right. I want to be strong. Lay hold on God. Praise God. Jacob had his name changed. He went in, Jacob, but he come back Israel. Amen. Therefore, he said, he hath hid himself. What do you mean? God playing games? God playing hide and go seek or something? He hid himself. Why has God hid himself? Because people did too much dilly-dallying around. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. It's too many, like James said, double-minded. Amen. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Sometimes in, sometimes out. Sometimes believing, sometimes doubting. Amen. Oh God, give us a resolution. Give us a strength. The whistle's blowing this morning. The water's rising this morning. And if we're not careful, we'll lose what we've already got if we don't wake up and get into action. I already had 7 on the stringer, but when they blow the whistle, I didn't hear it. Nobody jarred me awake. It would have been worth a lot of money if somebody had shook me awake. Oh, I got out there and fished hard. And before I left that night for home, amen, I had caught 2 or 3 more. But I let get away more than I caught. Amen. Let him get away. Praise God. Give up too quick. Amen. I stood in the rain in the old Boyd Anderson place and had my hunting gear on. My dad had been injured in an automobile accident, and he couldn't deer hunt with me that year, so I was deer hunting by myself, standing against a tree, and it just pouring down rain running on top of the ground in Arkansas. Amen. I turned my 308 down and poured water out of the gun barrel 2 or 3 times. Amen. That's how much it was raining. I was hunting. Amen. I wouldn't be deterred because of rain. You know what? After a while, it quit raining. So I started cow hunting. That's walking a little ways and listening and watching. Walking a little ways and listening and watching, Brother Roy. Walking a little ways. I crossed the road. Amen. Went over into the edge of Uncle Cleve England's old place, and walking down the fence, walking little ways and watching. Walking little ways and watching. Amen. Here I'm standing not too far from the fence row on the southeast hillside of Uncle Cleve's old place. Amen. Amongst the sprouts and thicket. Amen. Not too thick right there. And I started to take another step, and an 8-point buck. Jumped right straight up out of that fence row. Amen. Started running. And I downed that 308 Remington. I was pretty fast then. Shot quite a bit of skeets. Quail hunted quite a bit. Amen. And I emptied that 308 at that running 8-point buck. I knew I missed him some because I led him too much. But I knew I didn't miss him all them time. But I couldn't find no blood. I walked and I walked and I walked. And finally, amen, it had been raining so much as mud all around that little field that used to be my Uncle Cleve's. And so I walked around the fence to see if I could see where he went out. I thought, I knew a wounded deer wouldn't cross Highway 63, which is just less than 100 yards there. And so I didn't even go that way. Amen. I figured he'd double back the way I'd come. Surely wouldn't jump that fence with two strands of barbed wire on top of it across the highway and jump another fence on the other side with two strands of barbed wire on top of it. And so I didn't even go that way. I walked around and around the perimeter. I couldn't find him. I give up. But I give up too quick. I heard later that the men logging across Highway 63 found a nice 8-point buck laying dead over there. Amen. I gave up too quick. Sometimes we give up too quick. Amen. I had him, but he got away because I give up too quick. I had him dead to rights. He was mine. I could tag him. I could claim him. I could take him home, Mark. But I gave up too quick. The improbable happened. He did jump that fence. He did cross Highway 63. I heard a car horn. But I thought, surely it wasn't my deer they was honking at. Amen. He did jump two fences with two strands of barbed wire on top. He did run over into the woods where the guys was logging. He did lay down beside one of those logs and die. And I lost him. And another big one got away. How many times has it happened? We had him dead to rights. Amen. I mean, there's been many a time we've had mighty moves of God at the highway. And folks already in the habit of leaving too quick walked out them doors. They had it dead to rights. They thought it'll always be.